Chris Murphy, I'm so delighted that you've come back to see us. Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut, a man who many people think should be running for president, even though assiduously he denies that he is. Chris, North Korea.
North Korea. Listen, we need to take all available and appropriate steps to assure that North Korea doesn't get a nuclear weapon that can hit the United States. That's not easy because there's a good chance that the leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, has made the decision that the only way he can guarantee his own survival is to obtain a nuclear weapon that's capable of hitting the United States. Now, Trump's, you know, rhetoric is out of control on North Korea. It doesn't make any sense or doesn't help our national security to be calling this guy names. But he's not wrong to remind the North Koreans that we have the military capability to take them out if we wanted, or if they ever threatened the United States or launched a weapon near us or our allies. The problem is that tough talk has to ultimately be a way to get to a diplomatic agreement, which may, you know, not be more likely than not, but it's still a possibility. He doesn't seem to have any diplomatic strategy. He doesn't have anybody in his administration who could cut a deal. He doesn't seem to have a relationship with the Chinese to force them to cut the deal. He is threatening to pull out of the Iranian nuclear agreement, which would be a terrible signal to the North Koreans because they would see that deal go up in smoke and wonder if the deal that they were being asked to sign would eventually go up in smoke. So there doesn't seem to be much of a diplomatic course here. And he knows, I think, as do we in Congress, that a military course is disastrous. That means millions dead on the Korean Peninsula and missiles probably being fired at our allies in the region, which would pull us very quickly into war.
So I wanted to ask you something about Trump and his finger on the button. At least one major general, a major small m general, has said that we have to change this rule, that only one man has the capacity to do this thing and to unleash. And we know he has a mercurial temper. We know that he says outrageous things. We know he lies. So the question I had for you is there any progress on some kind of fail-safe mechanism?
I'm not sure that we can change the nuclear procedures precedent to launching a weapon. That gets to be very confusing and potentially unworkable if you require multiple levels of consent. What we do know, because we had a hearing on this in the Foreign Relations Committee a few weeks ago, is that the military is only obliged to carry out a legal order from the president. So if the president were, for instance, to order a nuclear weapon strike against North Korea that was preemptive, that was not in response to an imminent threat against the United States, I would argue, and many legal scholars would argue, that he has no legal authority to do that because there's no declaration of war, and the military would not be obligated to actually follow through on that order. So I don't know that we're going to change the nuclear procedures of the country to require two or three or four people to sign off. But I do think that we need to make everyone and everyone in the chain of command, in the nuclear chain of command, understand that they don't have the obligation to carry out an order that is not, in fact, legal.
Now, you represent Connecticut. I want to go back to a previous discussion we had not that long ago about the tax bill, tax cuts. Assuming this tax bill passes, what will it do to Connecticut?
Well, it'll dramatically raise taxes on a lot of folks in Connecticut. Of course, it depends on what version of the bill ends up passing. By taking away the ability to deduct your state and local taxes from your federal income taxes, that'll mean that hundreds of thousands of taxpayers in Connecticut have to pay more. If they eventually take away all or part of the ability to deduct your mortgage interest, that will not only increase taxes for hundreds of thousands of more Connecticut consumers, but it would potentially freeze the entire real estate market in the state because people may not be willing to buy a more expensive house if they can't take a mortgage interest deduction. So, you know, while there are a handful of corporations that will pay lower tax rates, the overall effect will be pretty terrible for Connecticut. And again, even the middle-class taxpayers that do use the standard deduction, who may get a temporary tax cut, that'll go away in 7 years, and they'll be stuck paying the old tax rate while all these corporations and very, very wealthy people are paying a lot less.
Okay, I want to ask you about Mueller while we're at it. He's doing an investigation. We keep hearing that Flynn is in the process of flipping for the prosecution and for the special counsel. Do you have any insights that you could offer us that we might be keeping our eyes on?
No, I am very intentionally, you know, not read into Mueller's investigation, and they've done, I think, a very credible job of, you know, making sure to keep a close hold on, you know, all of their investigations, and nobody here in Congress knew that, you know, the Manafort indictment was coming or the Papadopoulos indictment was coming, so they've done a good job of keeping this all behind closed doors. You know, suffice it to say, you know, it does seem to be that we are finding the fire underneath all of the smoke. And for an administration that told us no one had talked to the Russians, we now know that, in fact, lots of people on that campaign, lots of people who are currently in the White House and lots of members of the Trump family were actively talking to the Russians. We don't have the full story yet, but you can get a sense that Mueller is getting closer and closer to it. And the end of this story is likely not good for the United States of America.
What if the president, and I suspect he's going to have to, fires Mueller?
Well, he cannot fire Mueller without cause. And he cannot fire Mueller directly. Only the Attorney General can do it under statute. So, you know, if Mueller were fired by the Attorney General without cause, you know, a court of law would probably slap an injunction on that dismissal and put Mueller back to work. I don't think that Republicans in Congress would stand for that. I know lots of people have been disappointed by, you know, how relatively quiet many Republicans have been in the face of Trump's agenda. But I do think that they want Mueller to get to the bottom of this. And so between the courts and Congress, I think Mueller would likely be protected if they tried to come after him.
So just not to belabor this, but he fires his attorney general. He gets a compliant attorney general. And he says to the compliant attorney general, find a good legal reason, go to court and fire him.
So, again, courts would evaluate right, whether there was cause. And if he had very transparently fired his attorney general in order to get somebody who would fire Mueller, that would appear not to be for cause. So, again, I think you're protected in the court system if you tried to do something like that. But let's say he got away with it. Let's say a court didn't order that Mueller continue his work. Then I think there is a good chance that Congress would step in and essentially rehire Mueller, bring him and his operation under congressional authorization. I'm not guaranteeing that, but I've had a lot of conversations with Republicans in which it gives me reason to believe that if a constitutional crisis occurred like that, there would be enough Republicans that would step up to the plate.
And we only got a minute, but your Republican colleagues are giving all kinds of signals. They are not Trump fans, but they're afraid because they don't want to get primaried. How do they handle that?
Well, that's true, and I think that's why you haven't seen, you know, those of them who aren't, you know, retiring, speaking up more loudly. But I do think that they, you know, understand the threat to democracy that would be posed if the president tried to get rid of Mueller. And maybe I'm naive, maybe I have too much faith in some of my Republican friends, but I think they would take the risk to themselves in a primary in order to save the republic.
It's always wonderful to talk to our friend, Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut. We talked to him when he was congressman. He said he'd come back, and he has, and we are immensely grateful, Chris. Thanks for doing it. When we come back the next time, I want to talk to you about gun control.
Great.